We are learning Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the top of the Amud on the Daf Nun Vav, continuing the sugyas of dreams. Amalei Keis L'Rabbi Shua Bar Chananya Amritu D'Chachmisu Tuva. They tell me that you're very smart. If you're so smart, Emily, my chazina b'chamoy. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. So this case was a caser of Rome, and Rabbi Shua Bar Chananya was very smart and knew that he was always in conflict with the Parsim. So he said that you're going to see this in your dream. Amalei chazis, you're going to see the meshachri locha parsoi. The parsoi are going to put you to work, you know, under them. The gavri bach, they're going to grab you. V'rayibach shaksi v'chutur dahava. And they're going to put you a shepherd over their chazirim, and you'll shepherd them with this golden stick. You know, have a stick of malchus, have a golden stick, but he'll be a melech over the shkotzim, over the pigs. That's what's going to happen. Hirakula Yoyma, the whole day he was thinking about that. He said, you might think so? You really think, you know, the parsiim are going to do that to me? Well, Urta Chaza and Taka, that night he dreamt exactly that. A similar ma'isa, Omle Shvar Malka, this is the opposite. Omle Shvar Malka L'Shmuel. Shvar Malka was the king of Paras. He told Shmuel, Amritu, they say, the Chachmisu Tuva, that you are very smart. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Omle Chazas the Asur Ramayim. You're going to see that the Romans are going to come, the Shavalach, they're going to capture you. They're going to force you to grind up date pits with a golden grinder. So here, Kula Yomer, the whole day he thought about that. Yeah, I think the Romans do that to me. Well, the Urta Chaza. And the Maisi saw that in his dream. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Bar Hedya. We have a whole Amud here with this Bar Hedya. Bar Hedya, Mefasha Chalami Hava. Bahedia was an interpreter of Chalaimus, and like Tosis says before, that to be an interpreter of Chalaimus, you can't just, not totally in Chachma, not totally how smart you are, to be an interpreter of Chalaimus is totally a mazel. You have to have a certain talent, you're born with a certain talent, it's your mazel. And Bahedia is one of those people who knew how to interpret Chalaimus. And the way it worked, we know all Chalaimus go after our path, and Mandi Yavli Agra, Mephashalim, it means after his mouth, after his interpretation. So Mandi Yavli Agra, whoever paid him, Mafshalim Ayusa, used to interpret it Lemayusa to good. Mandi Yavli Agra, and whoever didn't give him money, Mafshalim Ayusa, they used to interpret it for bad. So Abaye and Rabbi Chozucham, Abaye and Rabbi both saw a dream, and they came to Bahedya to get interpretation. They did not come together. They didn't hear each other's interpretation, but they had the same dream, and they both came to Bahedya to get interpretation. Abaye Yavli, Zuzer Abaye gave money, and Rabbi didn't give money. Omrelay, so they told him, Akrim Bechelman, we had in our dream a pasuk, the pasuk says, Sharcha tavuach le'einecha, le'soichal mimenu. The teicha says, you're going to shech the shar, and you're not going to eat from it. So the Rava Omrelay, pasid ischa v'le'hanel lechamechem what's the libach. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to lose your business, and you're going to be so distraught, you're not going to be able to eat. You can make so much money. You'll be so happy. You'll be seveya just from the happiness alone, and you won't be able to eat. So lo yisaychal can be touched both ways, good and bad. Omrelay, they told him akrino, and they had a pasuk in a dream that said bonois uvonois toiled, and says in the pasuk bonom ubonois toiled lo yulach yachu v'shevi. So they both said this pasuk. So l'rava amalei kibishusei, exactly how bad it was. They're going to have children and then get captured. L'abai amalei, b'necho b'nei sechon afishi, you're going to have a lot of children. M'nsimim v'nsech l'alma, and you have to marry off, you know, in the town alone, you're not going to find enough shiduchim for your daughter. They have to marry out of town. M'damin apach, they call azim shivya. It's a bit to you like they're in shivya. They married someone in Australia, they're going to be like, you know, they're captured. But really, it's a good thing. Akrim b'necho b'nisecha shul macher. They sort of pasuk b'necho b'nisecha were given to different am. Labai amalei b'necho b'nisecha nefishim. We have a lot of children. At amris lekreivech. She's going to say she wants to marry them to her side of the family. V'hi amaris. No, at she says at. At you're going to say that's your kreivim, and she's going to say it's to her kreivim. V'hi amaris lekreiva. Ve'ach v'loch, and she will win over. Ve'yavastan l'kreva, and give it to her craving. They have a gamacher for you. Her craving, you're like a different nation to you. That's what it means. But still, it's a good thing. The rabba amalei, the visu shchiva. He said, told Rav, your wife's going to die, but also, and there's going to be a stepmother. And a stepmother is called Amacha. How do we know? What does it mean? This is the father's wife, a stepmother. So that's what it means. It was terrible klala he gave Rav. Akrim Mechelman, they saw in the dream this pasuk in Kehelas, Leich Echol B'Simcha Lachmecha, Labaya Amalei Marvech Iskecha, you're going to make a lot of money. V'chalta v'shosisa, and you're going to eat and drink. V'karisa psuka mechedva delibach, and you're going to say this pasuk from simcha. Leicha chal b'simcha. The Rav Amalach pasuk is your business is not going to do good. Tavach v'lo yechalta v'shosisa, you're not going to be able to drink and eat. V'karisa v'chuchy pachtcha, and they are relating you that pasuk in your dream in order to allay your fears, to you know, to make you feel better. Sometimes Rav Hashav says that the regilim, that they benachem hametzta'er aydei shekari lefanecha pesukim. Sometimes they want to, for someone who's in a bad mood, or even says aveilim, you read them a nice pasuk, it makes them feel better. That's what we're doing for Rava. Back to pesukim from the Teichacha, Aquino, they both saw in the dream this pasuk, zera rav teitzi asada, your soda will produce a lot of food, but uma'at hesoiv ki yachzlenu arba, because the arba, the grass arba is going to eat it up. He said, "Zerav Taitzi." That's the pasuk they had to you. The Reisha, you have a lot of tefuah. The Rav Am let me say for that the Arba will eat it up. Next pasuk, "Kvin and Zaysim Yiru Lachav V'Chol Gula." Chav Hashem Lo Yisasuch Ki Yishal Zaysecha. Same thing. Labai Am LeReisha, beginning of pasuk, they have a lot of Zaysim. The Rav Am let me say for, which means that the Zaysim will fall off. You're not going to be able to use them. Akrinon, they ram the pasuk in his dream. V'Ro Kol Amei Aret. So Labai Am Lei. What does it mean, Rol Kamar? It's Yoram Mecca. Everyone's a see you and be scared of you. Levaya Amalei, Nafak Lachal Shema, the race for Sifta. Your name as Rosh Shiva will go out into the world. Havas Evesecha, Nafels Ba'alma, and everyone's going to be scared of you. That's what it means, Yoram Mecca. Lerav Amalei, Fakat. But Daina de Malka Itva. There's going to be a break in into the crown jewels and the storage houses of the king. And Matfas is a Gambi. They're going to choishes you as a Ganev. And they're going to put you away. And everyone's going to say, wow, they grabbed Rava. We're next. That's right. Because Yoram Mecca means they're going to be scared of him because they're going to be scared that they're next. And that's what happened. There was a break in the storage houses and where they keep the valuables. But also with Tafsa Rava. Taka grabbed Rava. They had another dream. Amr Lane. Now we finish the psukim. Now they saw things. Amrilon chazon chasa pumdani. They said they saw lettuce folded up like romaine lettuce folded up on top of a barrel. If it's a chasa, your asukim will be doubled over like lettuce. Rav amala morach is a chasa. It'll be bitter. Your asukim will be bitter like lettuce. Amrilay they saw another dream. Chazon bisra al pumdani. Saw a piece of meat from a reserve cart on top of the barrel. Labaya amalei bosim chamrach. That your wine will be very sweet. Va'osu kuliyama will be very good tasting. Lavdaf, sweet wine is a good thing. Va'osu kuliyama le mizvan bisra v'chamra minach. And everyone's to come to buy wine and meat because it goes together very good. It appears very well, the two things that come by from you. That's what it means. That's the marshal of Basa Gavidani. Rashi speaks out that Rava and Abaye, the business wasn't wine. They were in the wine business. That's why everything's on barrels. So he said, it's a good sign. The wine will be so good, they're going to buy meat with wine together. The Rav Amalei, no. Takif Chamrach, your wine will be disgusting. But also, Kuli Amal, the Mizma Bishra Mechav, everyone's going to come buy Basar just to get away the taste, take away the terrible taste from the wine. Amri Lo Chazan Chavit Itali Bedikla. I saw my barrel hanging on a palm tree. Levai Amalei, Madli Iska Gedikla. It's going to be high up there. Your Asak will be high up there. It'll be very successful, like a Dekal. Rav Amalei, Dolly, Chali, Iska Katamri. It's going to be, your wine will be sweet like, here, Chali means Masuk. It'll be sweet like dates. And see, from here, sweet wine is taken, not good. Sweet wine is not good. Before, Boston doesn't really mean sweet. It means like good tasting. It means geschmack. Amri Lei, Chazoin Rumono de Kadchi Apomdoni. I saw pomegranates growing out of the barrel. Your stuff will go up in price like Rimayinim. Rimayinim are very expensive. The Rav Amalei Kavi Iskach Rimayinim. It'll be tart. Your Iskach will be tart like a Rimayinim, which means not good. It's like bitter. I saw my barrel fell into a bar. Everyone's going to want your product, and you're not going to have any left because he sold out. It's like a piece of bread fell into the bar, and you can't find it. Your esakim will go down in price. It'll go down the drain. Go down the drain, like down the bar. I see behind me in my dream a donkey and it's braying. What it means like this. You're going to be a king. You get an interpreter, you know, Amayro, who's mashmiya your words. That's what it means. There'll be a chamar behind. It means someone who's in a, you know, your spokesman. Your tefillin, that's lashon of lemaylim, that's why it was behind him, on top of him, like a tefillin. He says the word petach amar, which belongs in the tefillin, in the parish of Hayik V'yacha, it's going to be missing from your tefillin. Amalei, what are you talking about? I saw my tefillin, I checked my tefillin, it's there. Amalei, no, I'll tell you, I'll explain this. Vav, the petach amar, vaday goet tefilascha. The word chamar in your tefillin, supposed to be out of vav. And the vav is erased in there. What does that mean? The sefer wrote the whole parasha, and they checked it over. He did the check, and he sees, oh yeah, put a vav in the chamar, so he erased it. If you erase it, then the luck is the whole tefillin is puzzle, because it has to be written in kesedron, and it comes out you didn't write a kesedron. So that's what he's telling him. Your tefillin has put the chamar there, but look closely, you'll see the vav is erased, and because of that, Rav had to get a new pair of tefillin. Frank the Beis Yosef. Know what I mean? So this is a good thing. Imagine someone told you, you thought you were wearing kosher tefillin, they told you kosher tefillin, it's a good thing. So Teretz says, no, his tefillin was really kosher. Just, but hey, they made him crazy now. I told him, yeah, the vav was there and it's missing. So because they had to buy a new tefillin, even though it wasn't true. He was making him crazy, tell him, yeah, there was a vav there, wasn't a vav there, even though it wasn't true. That's shot in this mindset.
How would they let it go to such a person?
What?
I said, how would they let it go to such a person?
When are you allowed to go to interpret dreams? I didn't see any, it's not allowed to go interpret dreams. I didn't see
it.
Real
thing?
Yeah, I started off with a Taisvis, yes. If it's really the right thing, that's not called a bad thing. If someone tells you something, what do you mean? If someone tells you,
Yeah, so what?
You have to let you know about it. What do you mean? It's the biggest tie you can do. Imagine the guy's, he's 40 and he's wearing tie. You want to go to 80? What? Simon Lama Beis. Lama Beis is a very big Simon. Zog to Gemara Vaita, that it says over here, that case, Vaita, it says, Soif Ozel Rava Luchudei. At the end, Rava went himself. Now, we spoke at the Ritva before that they both came separately. Anyways, I mean, Soif Rava Luchudei means he's the only one who had the dream now. Soif Ozel Rava Luchudei Legabe. Now, Baya was finished with dreams, and now Rava had a dream. Omalei, Chazo Dosha Bri Asa Denafel. I saw my front door blew off. Amalei, Ishtecha Shcheve. It means your wife's going to die. And because your wife represents the Shemer of the Bais. I guess it's the second dream already about his wife dying. Amalei, Chazoi Kichi Deshani Denasa. I saw my molars, my inside teeth, they fell out. Amalei, Bincho Vesecha Shcheve. It means your children are going to die. Amalei, Chazoi Tartu Yen the Park. And I saw two doves flying away. Amalei, Trey Nashi Megareshi. You know, divorced two wives. Amalei chazi trei gar gildi the lift. I saw two turnip heads. Amalei train kufi balas. You're gonna get two pets from hammers with a big head. Also Rava hu yema. So Rava went that day. He also very much cool yema. He said this is a tiny day. He said it's medrash. In the middle, he saw Ashka chayin trei saginar davin kaman. So he saw two guys, blind fellows, fighting. Vadi adadi. Also Rava vergunei. So Rava went, you know, to break it up. Umachul Rava trei. And they gave him two patch. They're about to give him more patch. Oh my, Mistaye, trainer Chazaya. Only saw two. Take it easy. Two patches it up. Lesoyif, also Rav Yovli Agro. At the end, now Rav finally chapped that if you give him money, maybe you're going to get some good news. So he gave them money. Omalei, I guess he was coming so many times, said, you know what, I have to pay for this already. Omalei Chazoi, as she said, he says, I saw a wall that fell down. Omalei Nechosim Beli B'loi Mitzarim Knitsa. You're going to buy Nechosim that the value is going to be like, not Shayach. Like Rashi says, it's going to be like Rachav, Karkois, Rechavim V'Rabim. You're going to buy a lot of real estate and very break the real estate. Omalei saw another dream. Chazoi Apadin Abayi Denafla. I saw Abayi's palace fall down. V'kasiyoi Navkei, and the dust covered me. Omalei Abayi, Shachiv, Abaye Shachiv. So he told him, you know what's going to happen? Abaye is going to die. You're going to get the whole Masifta. I saw my own palace fall down. I saw everyone coming, collecting bricks. You know what it means? Your Torah will be spread around the world, like the bricks will be spread around the world. All these dreams sound bad. He makes them all good, all of a sudden good, because he gave money. My head cracked open, and my brain fell out. It's the feathers coming out of your pillows. My dream, I see myself, they're laying for me Halel Mitzroy. Halel Mitzroy means the regular Halel, which is Hoidul Hashem Kitoy Kilo Olam Chastay. We had beginning in the Masechta about Halel HaGadol. I don't know if anyone remembers where we had it, but we had it by Ashrei. And the word they said, Nois Lechem Chol Basa, that's what's called Halel HaGadol. So here's called Lafuke Halel HaGadol. Halel Mitzroy. It says it's laying them Halel, the regular Halel. You know, they sing by that halal. Yeah, they sang that halal. They mentioned in the middle of the dream. I'm like, Nisa Mitzrach Shlach. You're gonna get a nice. So this last story was when they were together on a ship, Bahedya and Rabu on a ship. Also Bahedya Ba'ar, Bahadei Ba'ar. They were on a ship. Omar. So Bahedya said to himself, Bahadei Gabri Mitzrach Shlach Nisa Lomali. Like, why do I have to be on the ship with Rava? Rava's going to have an ace. That means something's going to happen on the ship. And well, I don't want to be there. Maybe I'm not going to have an ace to myself. So he said, I'm going to get off the boat. Lomali. Behind the Kosolik. So he says, we're getting off the boat. So when he's getting off, he was running off the boat. Nafal Sifra Minei. A sefer fell out of his pocket. Ashkri Rava. Rava found it. V'chazot avakosabei kolach. Aloy mois holchem achapeh. All dreams go after the interpretation. Omai said, Rasha. He said to Bahedya, Rasha, you're a Rasha. But the Dach Kaima, I was all telling you, but Tsarasan Kuli Hai, and you made me all that Tsar. So Kula Machilin Lach, I'm Machil you everything. Bar and Bar to the Rav Chista. Besides the daughter of Rav Chista, he was married to the daughter of Rav Chista, a special wife. He says, everything I'm Machil, besides for my wife. Ye Rava, the Limsa, who Gavra, the Malchusa, the Rachmala. He davened to Hashem, that Hashem should give him to a Malchus that's not Merachim. It bothered me a little bit. We had before yesterday. Amoy said din lechaver is not a good thing. So I don't know the good teretz. Maybe the teretz is that Rav was a big tzaddik. He could do that, or here Bahedya deserved it so much he could do it. I'm not sure. Oma, my evidence. What if I had heard this clause? What should I do? Gemiri kilas chacham fil v'chinam. A kilas chacham even for no reason. He bought it comes to fruition. The koshkin Rav didn't, especially Rav was right, was correct with this clause. So what should I do? So Bahedya said to himself, I'll go into Golos. Because Golos usually is Mechaperis. Maybe I'll do that. I'll go into Golos. Mechaperis Oven. Come Golos. He went, and he went into Golos to Rome. Also, he also Pischa the Reish Tazina, the Malki. He sat by the door of the where they kept all the jewels, the storage house where they kept all the valuables, and the Shomer was sitting there also. And Reish Tazina, Chazacham, the head watchman had a dream. Omalei, he told Bahedya, I saw a dream. Chazoi chelma da'ayel machtav etzvei. I saw a needle going through my finger. Omalei, have a zuzah. Give me a buck. Give me a dollar. V'lo yavle, I didn't give him. V'lo yavle midi, he didn't tell him anything. The next day again, Omalei, chazoi nafal tichlo v'tarati etzvei osi. I saw a worm going to two of my fingers. Omalei, have a zuzah. V'lo yavle, he didn't give him money. V'lo yavle, Omalei, didn't tell him any interpretation. The next day, Omalei, chazoi nafal tichlo v'kuli yoda. I see my whole hand is full of worms. The worms going through my whole hand. Amalei, now he already told him the interpretation. He told him, Nafal tichlo kulis shirai. You know, in the storage houses, there's beautiful silks. They're all gone, full of worms. Shami Memalka. Memalka heard that the shirai got ruined. But Asya Reish Tarzina. They brought the Reish Tarzina to kill him. Kukatle, they're going to bring it to kill him. Amalei, Ano, Amai, I see, Lahai. Why are you bringing me? Amai, I see, Lahai, Davi Odele, Amma. We should bring Bahedya, who knew the truth and didn't say anything. We could have saved this right away. I saw the Bahedya, brought Bahedya. Amri le, I'm too zuzu to da chav v'shirai demalka. Because of a dollar, you let the whole shirai demalka get destroyed. What's worth you? So what they do? Kafisu train arzi bechavla. They tie two trees together, two big trees. They pull together with a string, pull them close to each other with a string. Also chad kar lechad arza v'chad kar lechad arza. They tied 1 foot of Bahedya to one tree and the other foot to the other tree. V'sharu lechevla, and they snapped the rope. Ad stalik reisha, till like both trees went back and he split in half. Also called chad v'chad v'koma duchtiv. It's stalik nafal b'train. He got split in half. Bahedya, what a horrible death! Because because of the einish. Now, what's Pshatim? What's the midik nekem midas? I saw from the Ben Yerada a little bit that he says the midik nekem gevaldik. Rava and Basar Chista had gevaldik shalom bayis. They were mamish one. They were mamish one guf. And what did Rabbi had to do? He split them up. He made Rabbi Basar Chista die. He made his wife die. So that's what was the einish midik nekem midas. We split Bahedi in half. Bahedi got split in half. So can neither gonna be that they split up the Gavaldiga Shalom Bayis from Rava by making her die.